from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Wit here. September 12th. 7 pieces of comedy from the open web. Let's see what stuck. Let's get into it. First, from the hard times. How to talk to your kids about those photos of you at the Vans Warped Tour. So, you thought the Vans Warped Tour was a thing of the past, but now your kids are discovering those wild photos of you from back in the day. It's a classic case of oops, I did it again, but instead of a catchy pop song, it's your questionable life choices. The article suggests using this as a chance to connect with your kids, showing them you're not just a parent but a human who once, perhaps regrettably, tried to steal a BMX bike. You can spin your past escapades into teachable moments. Like that time you dove into a crowd during an Avril Lavigne set. Sure, it looks reckless, but it's also about living life to the fullest. Just remember to mention the importance of helmets while you're at it. And if they bring up your funnel cake incident, you can pivot to discussing empathy and understanding others' struggles, even if you were just trying to find a bathroom. Of course, some moments are harder to explain, like signing up for a credit card at a music festival. But hey, those legendary screw-ups can be valuable lessons for your kids, showing them that everyone makes mistakes. When they express their shock at your past, just listen. They're valid in their feelings. You really did blow it. If the conversation gets too intense, don't hesitate to bring in a professional. There are plenty of folks from infamous events like Woodstock 99 who can share their own tales of chaos. Sometimes, hearing from others can help the whole family navigate these tricky discussions. Next, second, from the hard times. Total lightweight not keeping personal demons to himself. Chandler Burrows, a 44-year-old who's taken to sharing his emotional baggage after a few light beers, is causing a stir among his friends and family. He claims that opening up about his trauma, fueled by Mike's Hard Lemonades, has been liberating. However, his wife, Donna, isn't quite on board with this new trend. She longs for the days when Chandler would keep his feelings to himself instead of dissecting his boss's gaslighting as it relates to his childhood. Psychologist Matt Bunting weighed in, suggesting that men often misinterpret the advice to talk about their feelings. He humorously recommends that they should stick to self-reflection in front of a mirror instead of unloading on loved ones. Bunting's advice? Bury those feelings deep and channel them into something more socially acceptable, like a classic drinking problem. Meanwhile, Chandler has been spotted seeking out seniors in a retirement home for his next emotional audience. Up next, third, from the hard times. Why Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls didn't do the novel justice. Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls was initially exciting for fans of Hemingway's novel, but it falls short of capturing the depth of the story. The song opens without lyrics for the first 2 minutes, leaving listeners wondering when the narrative will kick in. The song misses key elements of Robert Jordan's character, like his background as a Spanish professor or his complex relationship with Maria, and instead opts for a broader commentary on the futility of war. While the song has its merits, it's best enjoyed as a companion piece rather than a substitute for Hemingway's rich storytelling. That's the seven. The joke is, you came back. Same time tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.